This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys are going to see this headline saying more than half of U.S. employers are ready to go to four-day work weeks. They're actually excited about it, a four-day work week. Now, when you see the pros and cons, and actually what we've been doing thus far, it might not seem to be as much of a stretch as we think it is. I'm just a little nervous about what's next, a three-day work week, a two-day work week. So I'm kind of mixed on the topic. And I'm mixed because the average person on Friday is already 1 foot out, half out the door. I can't tell you how many of my friends, they barely work on Friday as it is. In fact, when we were at NASA's mission control, we were there on a Friday in Houston, and all the parking lots were empty. And this was Friday morning. And they said, well, because it's Friday, they're getting ready for the weekend, so they leave early. I think whether it's that the employer is ready or not, I think the average person has already checked out on a Friday. And we're being told that more than half of American employers are already offering a four-day work week. A poll of 976 business leaders by ResumeBuilder.com. So it's a poll of less than 1,000. ResumeBuilder.com is a job seeker website. They found that 20% of employers, already 1 in 5, already have a four-day work week. Another 41% say they plan to implement a four-day work week, at least on a trial basis. Now, they say American employers have experimented with a four-day work week over the decades, especially in times of recession. But the idea now has gained traction as other countries have actually embraced it, and employers trying to entice people to come back are saying, look, you don't have to do all 5 days. You can only do four. They say if this four-day work week, according to The Hill, ever becomes standard, it would mark the biggest change to the national work schedule since Henry Ford adopted the five-day work week back in 1926. So we're talking 100 years. We have had this in motion. Now, I don't work five-day work weeks. I've always worked every day. And it's either I have a couple part-time jobs, or you're on call, or my office would be open. So, to me, any day off, I think, would be fantastic. And I get it, it's my choice. I could really, but honestly, if there's patients that need to be seen, there's work that needs to be done, I'm working. And so, some individuals might be looking at it the opposite. Where, yeah, it might be an official 4 or 5 day work week, but I'm still doing work on the other days. I just need the office or the retail store to close so I could catch up. In fact, I barely closed our doors to say no more patients, because when somebody needed to be seen, I would unlock it. But I remember needing that door locked so I could catch up on phone calls and catch up on things. So would somebody say that's a four-day work week or a five-day work week? I don't know. Now, where we're at, which makes me a little nervous from a psychology standpoint, is Fridays are already one of those days where, well, it's Friday, so it doesn't matter. And I hear from a lot of people that their boss isn't there. So when their boss isn't there, it's casual Fridays. It's blue jean Fridays. Potluck Fridays. And I worked in a place where even though we got out early a little bit on Friday, people screwed around the whole day. Now, I'm thinking to myself, I got this to do, this to do, this to do before the weekend. I'm busy. But people were already checking out. So somebody could say, well, if they're already checking out, close up that day. No big deal. But then, is that going to happen on Thursday? What I want to see with these studies are a few things. One is, are people then checking out on Thursday? And then are you going to really only be getting 3.5 days productivity? Because your Thursday is now your Friday. Are people being paid for 5 days of work and only there for 4 days? Or are these employers who are embracing four-day work weeks only paying you for 4 days? I mean, I've worked part-time jobs where I had three shifts. So was that a three-day work week or they only gave me three shifts? So I'd like to see that. I'd also like to see if the four-day work week still qualifies you for full-time. And are you still getting all the benefits? And then I'd also like to see in these studies, how did the employer staff the other days if they were a seven-day-a-week job? Now, mind you, if the whole country gets on board and it's an office type of job, where, well, everybody's closed, the bank's closing, everybody's closed, nobody's open on Friday, so we could be closed. That's one thing. But if you are retail, if you are fast food, if you're a hospital, now how it's worked in the hospitals is people would do 4-10s. So it was a 4-day work week, but it was 4-10s. Or they would do 3-12s. And so, you know, still 36-hour shifts, not 40, but so I'm mixed on it because already we're getting very little productivity on Fridays. I could already tell Friday morning back east I'm not going to get what I need done because many people have already left. So if already America's looking at Friday being a dead day, it's not that much of a stretch. But my worry is then what happens on Thursdays? And we have a lot of businesses that need to be open on the weekends. And we have a lot of staff problems. So we'll see. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So doctors have been startled why we are seeing a spike in colorectal cancer in younger people. Now, I'm not shocked. I think there's a lot of factors. I think our diet, I think younger people are sitting too much. I think sitting all day long is an issue. I don't think people are going to the bathroom as much as they should, eating enough fiber. I also think there could be HPV-related issues, where whether it's vaginal sex or anal sex could be spreading the HPV virus. So I think there's a lot of factors that we're seeing more in the younger generations that we didn't see in older generations. And who knows, maybe there's something to do with our cell phones that we have laying on our stomach all the time. I really don't want to think that's a cause, but you wonder. We have to look at what's different now than back then. Well, the latest study said there's two foods that could be behind the epidemic in young people. Red meat and sugar. These are findings where they have found that in those under 40, colon cancer cases are expected to double by 2030. And it is projected to be the number one cause of cancer deaths in young people. The study was published in Cleveland Clinic. It looked at metabolites, which are substances created in the body when food breaks down. And they looked at those under 50 with colorectal cancer had lower levels of citrate than their older counterparts. Now, citrate is a compound created when the body converts food into energy. Citrate has been shown in recent research to inhibit tumor growth and progression of colorectal cancer. The researchers also found differences in how young people broke down protein and carbohydrates in certain foods, and they suggested it could mean that red meat and sugar intake are related to developing colorectal cancer at a young age. They say the way we use our carbohydrates to make our energy, the way we use proteins and amino acids from our diet and other exposures, they say it was really a very strong relationship with cancer incidence. They said it's really something that's not been described before in colorectal cancer. Okay, now here's my issue, though, with this. Oh, okay, Gen X's, born 65 to 80, baby boomers, born 45 to 65, we all ate red meat. We all had access to sugar. Diet drinks came out maybe in the 80s, late 70s, 80s. But, you know, eating meat and sugar isn't something new. Now, mind you, many of us growing up, we couldn't afford meat all the time. So now people have the ability to eat meat every day. But I've seen people eat meat every day in the 90s and 2000s. So why now? Now, it could also be obesity. We are seeing so much obesity in the younger generation. I was at my skinniest in my 20s. And we have a lot of people in their 20s, before they have kids, obese. So maybe that's an issue. But, you know, when they say two foods, they're right about trying to avoid your red meat and the hormones and the nitrates and the processed foods and to cut back on sugar. They're all correct about that. We need to cut back on sugar. I had a salad yesterday on air. And I got to tell you, it was yummy. But you know why I think it was yummy? The salad dressing they included in this ready-made salad that I got at a grocery store, it was sweet. I bet that salad dressing was loaded with sugar. Yeah, we're eating sugar that we don't even realize we're eating. And maybe the younger generation has more infused sugar than they know. Maybe there's something with this high fructose corn syrup. Soda pop used to have sugar. Then they change it to high fructose corn syrup. Maybe that has more of a role. But it is frightening. And I had another patient last night bleeding from hemorrhoids, and she was only a teenager. Why is the teenager bleeding, and why is the teenager having hemorrhoids? We're not... Teenagers are supposed to poop at the drop of the hat if they need to. They're not. That's a middle-age problem. So we definitely have to revamp our diet. It's just, I don't want to say it's just those two foods. It's an interesting study, but there's something else we're missing, and I think we need to investigate. And I could be wrong. I mind you. I mean, I'm older, but I think a lot of the younger people are using other orifices more than maybe the older counterparts, and I think that could be introducing virus. That's one of my theories. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On the obesity front, Mayor Adams in New York has signed legislation to prohibit the height or weight discrimination, in employment, housing, and public accommodations. So you cannot discriminate somebody if they're too short, too tall, too heavy, too skinny, which should be understood. But I'm wondering what's really going on here. What sort of discrimination is happening? Now, does this extend to employment? It should. And I think it does extend to employment as well. But that's going to be a tricky thing to prove or unprove. So we don't want anybody discriminated against. And I don't know how deep the law goes into employer discrimination of weight. But when you have a gym and you walk into the gym, who's up front? It's somebody who's buff and sculpted and cut. Will that gym that wants that type of person up front, will they hire somebody who isn't? And then if you get turned down for the job, can you sue? On the flip side, there's people that do bad jobs. If they get fired, are they going to say, it was because of my height? It was because of my weight? You fired me because of my weight. Now, that is a one thing we've noticed in the, which is, and I've noticed that my patients have gone through this, is there was a stereotype and a sort of attitude people had towards those who were overweight, those who were morbidly obese. And I would hear from doctors all the time. And I would say, oh, I loved, every time I called, I loved Marianne or Lucy. They were so sweet. Yeah, we let her go. Why? No, they were lazy. They were lazy. I go, were they? But they were so sweet. Really? And so there was this misconception that if somebody was overweight, they weren't going to get up and run and be one of these busy bees. And maybe it's because they have arthritis. Maybe it's because they have back pain. Maybe it's because they have asthma and they don't have that ability to. But we have enough accommodations for anybody with that. You can't be saying, oh, yeah, well, it's, you know, it's a weight thing. And the average person that's overweight that I know is a busy bee and is very active. But there still had been discrimination, and it was nobody would say it was from weight. They would say, well, the productivity. Or they keep taking days off. So I'm a fan of us making sure that nobody's discriminated against at all. Everybody should have equal access to work. Everybody should go have equal access to jobs, not at the expense of other people. No discrimination. Nobody should base anything on how you look. But I'm wondering if there's a TV sitcom and somebody is supposed to be the, I don't know, bleach blonde bikini babe, and somebody interviews for the job and gets turned down because they're not ideal weight, are they going to sue? I mean, how does this work in Hollywood? Hollywood is always telling people they're not the right height, they're not the right weight, they're not the right look. I didn't get a TV show because the guy said I look too much like the director's ex. The director is going through a hard time. And I thought, no, they were just trying to be nice. They're like, no, you're actually perfect for this, I think. But he's not there yet. I go, you're kidding me. So it's, you know, you're not the right look. And then mind you, on the flip side, you know, somebody, you know, who's, let's say, wife comes in and checks on everything. If you're drop dead gorgeous and it's going to start making things uncomfortable at home, you might not get a job if you're too good looking. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update, except for the practices of the Minneapolis Police Department.
George Floyd should be alive today.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on the findings of the Justice Department after 2 years of investigating the death of Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. The report says Minneapolis police routinely violated the rights of minorities and people with disabilities. Guilty on all counts, the verdict in Pittsburgh for the man accused of opening fire at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, killing 11 people, the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Ja Morant of the NBA will miss the first 25 games of the next season, his punishment for a second incident of flashing guns in a social media post. The town of Perryton, Texas, is the scene of a rescue and recovery effort after two tornadoes blew through yesterday. At least 3 people were killed and dozens hurt. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We are being told that more than 50 million people are now under severe weather alert after storms cut out a deadly path across Texas and Florida. We've had 3 people die in Perryton, Texas, where a tornado slammed down on the town Thursday. This is according to what the fire chief told CNN. The storm sent up to 100 people to the hospital in the Texas Panhandle, injuries ranging from head wounds to abrasions. This is according to the Ola-Tree General Hospital. A person in Florida died after being trapped under a tree that fell on their home. The county includes Pensacola, was hit with flash flooding emergencies overnight, leading to high water rescues. That's according to the National Weather Service in Mobile, Alabama. Widespread and significant flash flooding was continuing in West Pensacola, Warrington, and Gulf Breeze. Escambia County Emergency Management said numerous roadways remained flooded with water, entering several structures. Nearly 150 residents in an apartment complex in Pensacola had to be moved.
amid rising water Friday morning. Warrington, which is south of Pensacola, got about a foot of rain in just 3 hours. Radar estimates indicate as much as 16 inches of rain fell overnight. Flash flood watch is in effect. So many of the areas that have seen severe conditions might see the storms return as a level 2 of 5 in the south, mid-Atlantic, southern plains. So many states are at risk. They say a marginal level of 1 of 5 is in place from South Dakota to Florida and for parts of the mid-Atlantic. Keep in mind that if you are traveling, these storms could affect your travel. As of 3 a.m., Central Time, 220,000 homes and businesses across Texas were in the dark, according to Power Outage U.S. In neighboring Louisiana, more than 130,000 were without power, and outages were also reported in Oklahoma, Florida, and Alabama. As a result, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has deployed state emergency resources to meet urgent life safety needs in Perryton, Texas. You know, I'm going to keep an eye on these grids as these power outage. So Power Outage U.S. allows us to see, based on the providers, who's having power issues. So, like, for example, with Texas, they have at least they have over 100,000 people without power right now in Texas. And remember, the Texas grid is a little differently set up than because I think they have private ownership. Louisiana has 167,000 people out of power. I watch and I worry about this. 125,000 people in Mississippi. Number one is being without power is obviously very dangerous. I live in Nevada. We have about 869 people, so not a lot. We had rain, low impact. For Nevada, we're pretty lucky. But in Ohio, you got about 16,600 people without power. Now, when you look at these numbers, you're like, okay, well, 10,000 people in Pennsylvania, there's only 10,000. We have 350 million people. It's okay. 48,000 people in Florida without power right now. But this is the start of a storm season, and we have this big push to get on the grid. Get rid of gas appliances. Get rid of fuel cars. And I want somebody to be studying, and Power Outage US might be a great source, or there may be another source, of, you know, we think we're not ready. I think we know we're not ready. But is one hand talking to the other? I understand that we're going to be moving towards electric cars. One of my friends is so excited about getting one, and everybody I know who has one says they're happy. When I ask, are you really happy? They all say, it takes some getting used to. So that to me means they aren't 1,000% happy. That means there's things they miss. It does seem that there is an anxiety about the plugging in. You know, for me, my gas tank, I have a used Corvette. I say used because I couldn't afford a new one. And the used is great. And I fill up the tank, I'm good for 2 weeks. I'm noticing that my friends who have Teslas or electric cars, they on a daily basis need, you know how I walk into a place and I need to know where the bathroom is just in case? Same thing with them. Many of them have had to refit electric outlets. And I get it. It's a change. Trust me, we went from a change from horses to cars. That was a big change. For those of us that aren't good with change, that had to have been really scary to be on a road with people driving something that they might not be able to control or might not have brakes. I get it. It's a big change. But, you know, we've had some severe storms, and we have hundreds of thousands of people without power right now. No, millions of people right now without power. And you start to wonder, are we moving too fast? What do you do if you have an electric vehicle or a kitchen and you need to cook and you have a power outage that's going to take a while to get back up? Well, you would go to gas or you would go to fuel. You'd get out of Dodge. whenever they tell you to evacuate, when there's storms or flooding or hurricanes or earthquakes, they are assuming that you could get into your vehicle and go, which is nice. But what if you need power? Now, somebody could say that they have plenty of range and they'll be able to find an outlet somewhere to charge. All right, I hope so. But I'm hearing, no, we don't have the infrastructure. And just the fact that you have to rely on power if you're in an area that has widespread outages. And then you also wonder that if there's going to be so much demand on that power, will that increase the outages? Every summer, we're being told, cut it back, cut it back. We have too much demand on our power grid. And we haven't even started our cars. We haven't even gone there when it comes to cars. And I'm hearing people are going, well, I think I could charge at home, and then I could charge at work, and if I have to, I could charge here. There was a conference on the Strip, and one of my friends found a place where they could charge their car. I mean, it's just something you always have to think about, whereas you don't. You just find a gas station. There's gas stations everywhere. Now, I'm sure there's going to be outlets everywhere, but the one thing that I have seen more of in my lifetime is I haven't seen gas shortages. There was one in the 70s that we had one, you know, a year or two ago. But I've seen power outages every year. And that makes me kind of nervous. Because we can't be paralyzed. And what also makes me nervous is we already have an overstretched grid and an overwhelmed grid that we haven't begun to inundate with electric cars. So this 2030 timeline, 6.5 years away, might seem like a long time, but I'm not seeing these power grids get better. And as a physician, I also want to make sure these grids aren't being hacked. We're being told that things could be hacked easily, anywhere from our heart pumps to our so many of our monitors, so many of our pacemakers are, they're hackable. Our electric grid could get hacked. Well, that's scary that our electric grid could get hacked, but flip to generators. Drive to another area, transport. But what if we're all electric? So just, you know, I really hope somebody's doing the practical thinking. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you.
Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So not to panic. Every year we hear about West Nile virus. Not to panic. In my neck of the woods, they found some mosquitoes that carry it in one of the areas in southern Nevada and Las Vegas, one of the zip codes, 89074, I believe. And everybody seems to panic, and I just want to tell you guys what the signs are of West Nile. 9 states in the United States have already reported cases of West Nile. I don't believe anybody's died. I think there's been 13 people so far since the start of the year with West Nile, and we're kind of coming into mosquito season. So it's no shock that we might see more of these. I don't want everyone to panic, but you just need to be aware that we're coming into mosquito season, especially with a lot of the wet weather a lot of us have been having. So El Nino brings some more storms. We might have a milder Atlantic hurricane season, but we still could have some interesting weather patterns. So in my neck of the woods, the Southern Nevada Health District does a fantastic job.
said they did identify some mosquitoes that had West Nile virus in the 89074 zip code. They said the positive mosquito results illustrate that West Nile virus is active in southern Nevada, and residents need to be vigilant about eliminating mosquito breeding sources while also protecting themselves from mosquito bites. That's from Dr. Furman Ligon, District Health Officer. By the way, June 18th to 24th is, I think, a Mosquito Awareness Week. All right? Yeah. Oh, National Mosquito Control Awareness Week. So we'll talk a lot about more about vector illnesses and all that. But what you guys need to be aware of is now that we have a lot of the monsoon or the wet and the storms, you got to get rid of the puddles. Mosquitoes get kind of frisky. And dusk to dawn is their frisky time. And they hang out by the pool. They hang out by the little pond. I mean, you look at it as like a little thing, but to them, that's the lake. And that's where they like to party it up. Something about water making them kind of horny. So 13 cases since the start of the year, spanning 9 states. No current cases in Nevada. I believe, though, 8, however, of these 13 cases were neuroinvasive. So West Nile virus, that was discovered back in the 30s. I mean, it might have existed before that, but that's when it was isolated and named. It was in the West Nile district of Uganda. Yes, I'm sure they're going to change the name. You know how they're changing the name so it doesn't necessarily stereotype a country or a province. But right now, no talk on changing it yet that I know of. So we're still calling it West Nile. It made it to the United States about the 1990s. It's in the family of Flaviridae. It also is transmitted by ticks. Mosquitoes can infect mammals as hosts. West Nile, if you're like Flaviridae, that's the same one as Zika, yellow fever. That family is a pretty pain in the butt. Dengue, Japanese encephalitis. The Culex genus species of mosquitoes are usually the culprit, whereas with Zika and Dengue, I believe it's the Aedes aegypti mosquito. This is the Culex one. They feed from evening to morning, more active. They contract the disease sometimes when they feed on an infected bird. Then they transmit it to humans. Remember, they got the suck-blow mechanism where you don't know a mosquito's on you because it injected an anesthetic. Then the mosquito leaves and you're looking like, wait a second, why do I have that bump? And it's like minutes later. So they blow an anesthetic into you, they suck out your blood, they go to somebody next, do the suck, blow, or the blow the anesthesia in there, which by then, by the way, they can actually spread then the blood from the previous host into the next person. Then they feed and they go off. So symptoms of West Nile, you might not have any. 80% of people with West Nile, they don't even know it, they don't have symptoms. But they could have fever, body aches, nausea, vomiting, a bad rash, joint pain, weakness. And this rash, it looks like a very red, bumpy rash. Unfortunately, 1 in 150 people could become seriously ill with neuroinvasive symptoms. So headache, neck pain, stiff neck as the infection hits the meninges, the spinal cord, the line of the spinal cord, the brain. High fever, photophobia, where light burns and you can't tolerate, look at the light. You could get tremors, weakness, paralysis, confusion, disorientation, seizures, coma, and death. So we got to keep away from the mosquitoes. So clean up any standing water, the kiddie pools, the puddles, the buckets. If you are outside, wear long, lighter clothing, right, to kind of repel, spray some DEET on there, use repellent, have your pants tucked into your socks and shoes, no one's going to make fun of you, and then be aware. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As we talked about yesterday, we have another couple who died on vacation from carbon monoxide poisoning, and they were at a fancy, expensive Hyatt resort about 40 miles north of Cabo when this happened. Looks like a beautiful resort. And the family's saying both of them died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Apparently they had gotten sick a few days earlier, went to the local hospital, thought it was food poisoning. Everybody thinks, oh, I go to Mexico, I get food poisoning. Sometimes it's not always food poisoning. They start to feel better, but then they died in their sleep together this one night. I believe it was last week.
So Abby Lutz, 28 years old, and John Heathcote, 40 years old, were staying at the Hotel Rancho Pescadero, which is a luxury hotel in El Pescadero, about 40 miles north of Cabo San Lucas. There's a GoFundMe page for Abby, and the family believes it was carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, I told you guys, this is deadly. We saw what happened with the Bahamas, where three people who were staying in a building but separate villas died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Again, had gone to the hospital, the local hospital of the Bahamas, thinking they had food poisoning. Carbon monoxide poisoning can mimic COVID. It can mimic food poisoning. It can mimic a cold. And unfortunately, it could kill you. It could kill you because carbon monoxide looks like oxygen. Oxygen is two atoms together. Carbon monoxide looks like oxygen. So it competes for oxygen on the hemoglobin. Hemoglobin sometimes can't tell the difference. So the hemoglobin thinks it's bringing oxygen to the tissues, and it's not. Tissues are like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? So you get starved of oxygen, you could get hypoxic, fatigued, fall asleep, die, because you're basically losing oxygen. So symptoms could be headache, sore throat, cough, nausea, vomiting. That's what we see with COVID right now. You could also have abdominal pain, difficulty breathing, wheezing, dizziness, chest pain, fainting, confusion, fatigue, blurred vision, rapid heart rate. Sometimes you'll have a very bright red cherry color to your lips or to your skin. So we treat it by giving as much oxygen as possible. Sometimes the 100% rebreather is not enough, or sometimes we have to room air. First, get the person away from that area, but we usually give them oxygen, and sometimes we need to use hyperbaric oxygen. But most importantly, people, is bring a carbon monoxide monitor where you go. We spoke about combustion and incomplete combustion and how we spoke about that yesterday, but if I could reiterate anything on this, for the love of God, when you travel, I don't care if you're going to an $800 a night resort, you could die of carbon monoxide poisoning at any of these places if they don't have proper ventilation, or if they don't have enough crew, or they aren't overlooking at what is what's seeping into the rooms. And you can't smell it. It's odorless. It's colorless. You have no idea if there's carbon monoxide. These monitors are small, battery operated. Bring them with you. At every hotel or every Airbnb or wherever you go, just have it nearby. If you're bringing the kids or they're in another room, put it in their room. But bring, for the love of God, a carbon monoxide monitor, because I cannot believe how many times we're hearing people are sustaining carbon monoxide poisoning and dying when they're going to pretty expensive resorts. Imagine the not-so-expensive ones. 1-877-DOCTALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.